is a Capricorn FM podcast.
All right. A former human resources manager at the Kruger National Park wrote a book about making allegations about a number of things there that took place at the Kruger National Park. The book titled Untold Stories About the Dark Side of Kruger National Park is a 178-page book authored by former Kruger National Park human resources manager Risenga Matelak-Ingisa that tells of startling accounts of racism and torture allegations that were recently made public by Blackfield Rangers. And last year prompted South African National Parks management to hire advocate Boyce Mkhize from the Analytical Forensic Investigative Services to investigate. Let's speak to the author of the book, that is Mr. Risenga Matelak-Ingisa, and look at what the book says, what are the issues that he's raising there. Good evening. Good to have you on Progressive Talk.
Good evening to you.
Good evening indeed. So your book, even on the title, it's very telling. You say untold stories about the dark side of the Kruger National Park. So two things: the stories have not been told, but it is a dark side. What do you actually reveal in the book?
What I can tell you is that the Kruger is the only state-owned enterprise that has been in the forefront of what is now termed state capture, in the sense that there are things happening in the park and people have tried to take the matter to the press, to the public protector, but nothing seems to be done, you know. So there is something sinister about this part of the world, because there are secrets. And another thing, the most important people that were supposed to be interviewed are the foot soldiers, the field rangers. As far as the poaching pandemic is concerned in the park, but they are ignored. Whoever comes, they actually whitewash the whole thing after investigating the results, or the report thereof is not made public.
Okay, but what are these things? What has happened that has not been made public?
The atrocities that is actually committed in the park by the white game rangers.
They are
actually subjecting the black field rangers to apartheid era type of punishment, if I may call it that. The way they used to harass, abuse, and all those terrible things that used to happen during the apartheid era is still obtaining now.
Okay. And, do you perhaps share some experiences in the book? Share some of these things, these atrocities that we're talking about in the book.
Exactly.
What occasions do you therefore share in the books? If you could lift off occasions from the book and share those with us.
When you get to the chapter that is titled Double Standards, that's where I've actually narrated the situation where whatever happened in the park, any offense that is committed by a white employee or official is actually kept under the table. They will find technicalities to let the perpetrator off the hook. But blacks are subjected to, for example, there is a case of a lady who had worked for the organization for 19 years, and she was fired for 3 centimeter boreholes and 3 oranges left in a chalet by visitors when they checked out. So you would agree with me that in most cases, when you visit these so-called self-catering facility like Holiday Inn, or hotels, what you call them, anywhere where they accommodate visitors, there are places where you can prepare your own food, bring your own stuff. There are the free waiters. You leave stuff. If you leave stuff when you check out, can you really fire somebody if you, after checking out, they actually consume those things? They actually assume that you are gone, and there are no places in any hotel that I know of where they store perishable goods like foodstuff. If you leave, let's say, pieces of chicken.
I hear you. And one review I read of the book says that uses words like torture, allegations of torture. What have you witnessed, and what do you narrate in the book around torture?
Okay, there are black field rangers that have been tortured. They are captured. They were laid on their way home. Let me tell you, there's one incident where an employee of the park knocked off. When he got off the taxi, he was actually abducted by strange people, but there was only one person that he could recognize, being one of the white game rangers. They took him to his home, ransacked the whole household, turned every piece of furniture upside down, looking for rhino horns, guns, and everything, but they found nothing. Then they bundled him into a buggy, drove back into the park with him, got to a secluded area in the bush, and beat that guy, the daylight out of the man, all night long while they were having a brine, having fun.
So he was treated like this because he was suspected to be involved in rhino poaching?
Yes. So it's just the tip of the iceberg because of the brevity of the time that we have. There are a number of incidents where black rangers are actually subjected to that type of treatment as we speak. Not so long ago, I've actually received calls from field rangers who said they were also assaulted, seriously so. But nothing was found on them. There were no guns, no horns, nothing. And nothing happened to the guys that subject them to that type of beating.
Yeah, so when you write in the book, do you write as someone who has observed this, or do you write as someone who have received this information from other people?
Let me tell you what happened is, I went here, I was appointed as the first black manager in the park, not only human resources manager, the black manager, all managers in the park when I joined were white, from camp managers, shop managers, hospitality managers, you name it, all managers that were working here. And I was actually given the mandate to transform the park. And I went through hell trying to do that because in interviews, for example, I will be the only black face and the rest of the panel members will be white. And if a black person performed better than the white ones, there will be chaos because they will say, look, Yeah, he might have given the right answers, but I won't feel comfortable working with him. So, you know, there were things like that. And so most of the things are actual experience rather than hearsay. It's what I actually experienced personally.
Yeah, because of obviously that in terms of the information and what you are telling us, we tend to appreciate where you're coming from with that and the kind of story you're telling. But eventually, so at the end, what is the aim for you in writing the book? Is there something that you wanted to bring to the light? You talk of the dark side. Is there something that you wanted to bring to the light?
Yes, I wanted to draw attention to the fact that when they talk about state capture, they focus on other state-owned entities and hardly ever talk about conservation entities like the Kruger, for example. They talk about Eskom, Telkom, Prasa, and all the others, but here, there has never been a forensic investigation. There had been news reports. People have blown the whistle. People who had been dismissed from the park, they ran to the press, blew the whistle. It was publicized in Mail and Guardian and all the other daily newspapers. But nothing happened. What happened is that the leadership will just go and refute the allegations as, look, it was a disgruntled, you know, employee who was fired for misconduct. So
and would you say, are you saying perhaps that the Kruger National Park is captured?
More than the word, you can say that again. It is actually the state that has been captured, because according to estimates, they estimate the size of the Kruger to be the same in terms of they say it's 2 hectares. They say 2 million hectares plus minus 2 million hectares. They actually equate it to the state of Israel. So it is staging its own. It actually can qualify as the 10th province of the South African country.
Who would you say have captured the Kruger National Park?
Yeah, it has been captured 100% because...
No, I was saying by who would you say it's captured?
Captured by the colonialists, because those guys, the black people might be in power, but they are definitely not in control. I mean, when I say black people, I'm talking about the black leadership directors that have been appointed from 1998, when the first black director was appointed, up to this day. They had been here, they came and left the park as it. If you were to go to the compound, the way they looked during the apartheid era, has not changed. The people are still sleeping in very tiny accommodation units.
Because you're a former employee of Kruger National Park, and if someone was to listen to you who knows, have worked at the Kruger National Park, and someone was to suggest perhaps it is a disgruntled former employee of the park who's talking, how would you respond to that?
I'm not talking now. In the book, I've included correspondence between myself and the leadership where I actually exposed corrupt activities, not only in the Kruger. As far as the Table Mountain and other, where I actually wrote report and I was actually chastised for writing those reports by the CEO. Why did you write this? I mean, yeah, it actually verbatim. I didn't actually write something that did not happen. I tried. I even have, I included a copy from the chairperson of the Human Resources Committee of the Board, called the Dr. Dry.
All right.
It's also there, yeah, where I actually highlighted what actually I had discovered during my trip to the Cape and Cape Town wilderness and other places. I actually did that then, and so you cannot say it's done, because I tried then when I was still in the organization to expose and write reports and email correspondence. For example, what I tried to address was the pension funds board of trustees. I was a member of I was one of the past members. And what was happening was like, what you call it, the animal farm type of a thing. When a black person died, it will take more than 9 years for the payout to be made to the deceased family. But when a white person died, 3 months was maximum they will pay out. I have actually included email correspondence. Actually transcribed them, actually included there what I said and what they said. So it's not something that one can allege or actually say, I'm disgruntled.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Desenga. Appreciate your time. Wonderful evening to you.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.